This recording, England 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
Father had these cows and we had a big old bull. And he bought it off a Scotch farmer around here. He lived from Scotland. That was an Ayrshire bull?
Yeah,
Ayrshire bull, that's called Ayrshire. Great old big bull. And the father, he was a tough one. And he said, then he had a ring in his nose and a chain on, which was the law. And it used to sleep in a box at night and go out with the cows on the meadow in the morning and then come home the cows at night. Well, this was when the time of the year they was cutting the sugar beet out. So it'd be sort of, was it springtime, Bob? Anyhow, so my Bob, he said he's smoking now. He smoked all his life. Anyhow, he had woodbine them days. And because I was in this, I joined the land army because I was wearing so many clothes up. And my father only gave me £2.50 a week. And he kept me and paid the self-employed stamp. Well, then I joined the land army to get the clothes, you see. Then he had to pay me a proper wage, which he didn't like. That wasn't very dear, because I was working 7 days a week after these cows. Well, anyhow, this here old bull, we turned him out, great big thing he was, huge, brown and white, turned him out in the morning with the cows and off he used to go. I said to my father one day, I said, that old bullet, he got hung up, if we know what that is, caught up in the shed, and pulled the ring out of his nose, so he got no ring and chain. So my father used to say, well, he's all right. He said, he's quiet as a dog. He said, he's all right. And so he was. Well, anyhow, I used to put him out mornings and that. Well, anyhow, this particular night, we'd been working. Ten minutes saved my life. 10 minutes, that's all. That was 4:20. And the men what do the contracting work weren't so busy then, they was cutting the sugar beet out on a field. So Bob said to me, have your father got any cigarettes about anywhere? I said, I'll have a look. So I had to sneak indoors. This happened very often. I got 2 cigarettes. I pinched them. So up the field I go get the cows home. They left off in 10 minutes, but I had a load of cows. Because I used to have to lead the horse in the hoe all day, up and down all day. The chap wasn't behind, hoeing the beat, you see, you know, horse harness.
Mm-hmm.
I said, lead the horse. Walking all day, up and down. Oh, I got bad legs now, can you wonder that? Well, anyhow, shouted him, put the 2 cigarettes on the gatepost. Well, I had to walk the rest of that meadow and into the other meadow. And anyhow, that was sort of an old boggy meadow, wet. So I went to this other meadow and so only had my dungarees on, the blouse and that, and a pair of boots. So anyhow, I said to the old cows, come on, home you come. And I used to turn and come home. And this bull stood, and he looked at me. He was about, 10 yards off me, and he looked. And he didn't turn to go home. And I'd always heard, you know, beware of bulls, never turn your back on. So I stepped backwards. Well, he come, and he knocked me down. Mind, I was only about, 17, 18 then. 18 I'd be. So I scrapped up and I thought, I'll run. And I shouted, help, help. Screamed and shouted, help. Well, I was a field and a half off me. These men were on. So anyhow, I started to run. Well, he come behind me. He hit me in the back and knocked me up in the air. Oh, I don't know, about 10 feet, 12 feet, I suppose. I come down, splash it, an old bog, muddy. I thought, I don't know. I got up again. I never did faint. I got up again. I thought, I'll run to the hedge. And my father hadn't had the farm over long, and the hedges were overgrown, ever so wide, and the meadow was low and the field above. And I thought, perhaps I can crawl through a hole. But in the meantime, the men heard me screaming, and Bob was one of them, heard me screaming, and Bob said, that old bull is at that girl. So him and the men, some of them were older, but him and another chap started to run. And they had to run a meadow and a half. Anyhow, I ran to the hedge in the meantime. Just before I got to the hedge, he tossed me these thorns. And he rolled me up and down these thorns so many yards. And then I remember lying there, and I tried to pick a piece of wood up what lay there. And I hang up the string to hit me, because he got no ring. So anyhow, he drove his horn at me and sort of hit me in my chest. Then he hit me top of my eye, and that started to bleed a little. Not my eye, but just above my eye. Still got to see the scar. Anyhow, started to bleed, and he got ever so angry, and he was tossing me up and down these thorns. Anyhow, Bob and this other chap were running. They were the younger ones. And the other chap got a hole. He brought his hole. He went after the old bull. And Bob comes to me and says, "Are you all right?" I say, "Yes, thank goodness you're here."